Have you ever felt stuck in comparison? What about homestead mom comparison? Regular mom comparison or mom guilt is bad enough, but I think there's something even more toxic about homestead mom comparison, thinking that you will never be good enough unless you can accomplish all the homesteady things like growing all your own food, raising animals, never eating any processed foods or snacks, only using natural products, having a beautiful, clean, farm-style home, eating 100% organic, baking everything yourself, homeschooling, not to mention looking good and being in good health. This list is not only exhausting, but it's totally unrealistic. And deep down, we know it, but we still fall into the trap of holding ourselves to that standard. If you're feeling tired of not living up to what you think your homestead should be, get ready, because today we are going to learn to find grace and press into God's truth when we feel less than in a world of seemingly perfect motherhood.
Hey mama, welcome to the Farm Family Table, where you can find encouragement and practical tips for living the healthy homesteading life that God is calling you to. Hi, I'm Jocelyn, farm wife and mom of two littles. I know that you want to provide the best food for your family while being more self-reliant. And I believe there's a way to start homesteading with less stress, more joy, and more time focusing on what matters most, faith and family. Want to learn how? Join me as we build our homesteads together. So pop in those earbuds and start that load of laundry, because we're about to dive in.
Hey ladies, I am so ready for you to ditch the homestead mom guilt so you can step into the life God has called for you with complete joy. I know it's so easy to feel alone and like everyone has got it together except for you, but I want you to know that there are other Christian moms going through exactly what you are. We are all in different places in our homesteading and motherhood journeys, but no one has it all together. If you're looking for support, encouragement, or an uplifting community to spur you along in your homesteading journey, we have a free Facebook community for like-minded moms who want authentic homesteading relationships and biblical truth. So join us at bit.ly/farmfamilycommunity. Today, I want to talk about homestead mom comparison or guilt, shame, however you want to phrase it. The feeling of not being good enough or living up to your expectations, or what you think others' expectations are when it comes to your homestead or to your motherhood. This episode comes from a place of personal experience, from my own heart, because like many women, I have wrestled with comparison on and off my whole life. And especially being a mom trying to achieve the best for my family. I want to set my kids up for their best, healthiest life. I want to provide the best food from scratch, be more self-reliant, learn new skills, take care of my home, spend quality time with my kids, teach them well. There are times when I feel overwhelmed by all the things that I want to do, things that I need to do, and I feel guilty when I can't keep up with the things that I think other moms are doing. And being a mom is like a balancing act. I can never keep all the plates spinning at once. Something always has to give. Some days I prioritize homemade meals and quality food, which in turn leaves me with a dirty house, piles of laundry, and a lot of times a toddler that's begging me to come play with her. But I'm not recording this podcast for you to vent about my own personal struggles, and I'm not here to commiserate with you about how hard it is to be a mom and how much we struggle with comparing ourselves to things that aren't fair. I'm here to tell you that through dealing with those things, God has shown me how to get to the other side in the times that I feel weighed down by insufficiency. And truly, no woman should feel stuck in feelings of self-disappointment that drag you down and steal your joy. That is not what God desires in your motherhood. So today I want to share three steps that I've found to help overcome toxic comparison that makes you feel less than, unproductive, or dissatisfied. I'm going to share what each of those steps are and then dive into what it looks like to apply them into your life. So the three steps that I want to share today are: step one, disconnect from unhealthy influences; step two, connect with God; and step three, practice gratitude. So those are the three steps that I'm going to be breaking down. So number one, disconnect from unhealthy influences. And specifically in this one, I'm going to be talking about social media. That's not to say you can't have real life influences that are unhealthy, but I think we can see how social media is particularly damaging. We all know that social media is bad for our mental health. I mean, this has been proven for a while now, but we just can't seem to give it up. And I mean, there's a reason for that. They have entire teams creating algorithms to draw you in, to suck you in, to keep you on those social media platforms for as long as they can. In order to get off, you really have to be intentional and make a conscious decision to not go on those social media apps. And I'm not saying that social media is entirely bad, because there are good things that can come from it. When you're able to connect with people that you know in real life. But when you find times that you are struggling with comparison, think about, who are you comparing yourself to? If it's somebody on social media, that's not even a fair comparison. You're not even giving yourself a chance, because it's a one-sided picture of that person's life versus your friends in real life. So if you see something on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or whatever, where somebody has a beautiful meal that they made, that it's all homegrown organic food, everything looks so nice, that's wonderful. And I'm not saying that's not real. But the other part of that is, you don't see the crying children in the other room. You don't see the stack of dishes. You don't see the dirty laundry piled in the corner. Same thing with, oh, somebody has such a nice, perfect, beautiful home. Okay, well, that one corner of the house that the picture was taken in looks really nice. But what does the rest of the house look like? We don't know. Our brain tends to fill in the gaps when we see things like that, and we tend to apply it across the board. We think, because they made this beautiful, picture-worthy meal, all their meals must look like that. Because they have this really nice room in their house, all the rooms in their house must look like that. We just fill in those gaps ourselves. And then we compare ourselves to that, thinking, I don't make meals that look like that. I don't make bread that looks like that. I don't have a clean house that looks like that. I don't have perfectly dressed children that smile nice for pictures. And then you see some of these influencers that post about different pockets of their life, and you start combining some of those things together, and you think, wow, she's so amazing. Look, she has this garden that she takes care of and grows her own food, and wow, look at this meal she made. It looks perfect. She raises her own chickens. She bakes her own bread. Her kids are always smiling. She must be the best mom. I wish I could be like that. I wish I could be as good of a mom as she is. Okay, let's just take a step back for a minute. When we see lots of pretty pictures or reels and videos of someone's life, we put them all together to make this perfect person that isn't real. And that's why, especially if you are type A or very driven overachiever mindset, you have to be so careful about what you consume. And the truth is, you are responsible for the content you're consuming. So if you are consistently going on an app that makes you feel bad about yourself, whether it's in the moment or maybe it's a day later or a week later, and those feelings of comparison are creeping in as you realize that there's things that are going on in your life that aren't perfect, you need to question, why are you consuming that content? What benefit does it have for you or your family? And most of the time, it doesn't. Most of the time, it has a negative effect on you, your mental health, and how you go about life as a mom. So if you're wrestling with these feelings of comparison and you know it's because of someone or something that you are viewing on social media, you need to ask God to help you let it go, to click unfollow, or to help you delete that app and to stay off, which is actually a lot harder than what it sounds. And I don't want you to get the impression that I'm just all high and mighty about social media. I'm telling this to you because this is something that I have walked through and because God has shown me how toxic social media is in my own life. And I think everybody has different levels of what they can tolerate when it comes to seeing things and being exposed to things and how they compare themselves. I think some personalities are just more prone to comparison than others. For me personally, I am very prone to comparison, so I need to guard my heart and my mind every time I go onto social media or even when I go on websites or blogs or anything that has visual content. It is very easy for me to get sucked into comparison there. And I thank God that He showed me this weakness at a very young age. I think I was about 16 years old when Instagram came out. And that was the big thing that everybody was jumping on Instagram when I was in high school. And I remember I got an Instagram account and I had it for about a week. And I just realized how damaging it was for me to be sitting there scrolling through these images, feeling either dissatisfied with my own life or feeling anxious about not keeping up with what other people were looking like or doing. And that was it for me. I was on there for 1 week and God just really spoke to me and showed me, this is not the place where I want you to be. This is not good for you. And I left. And there's been a few times over the years that I've gone back on Instagram just to check it out, to see what I'm missing. And I'm just reminded of, this is not the place where God wants me to be. This is not something that I should be consuming on a daily basis and filling my mind with, because this is not going to lead me to thinking of things that are good and righteous and true. This is going to lead me to feelings of emptiness and dissatisfaction in my heart. So to this day, Instagram is a place where God has put a very clear boundary for me. And even to the point where I don't use Instagram in my business. I would say most podcasters, bloggers, content creators in general use Instagram to help grow their audience, to connect with people. And when I was starting the podcast, I thought about going back to Instagram and starting an Instagram page and trying to do some social media promotion along with starting the podcast. But I think I was on the app for about a day and God just very clearly told me, no, this is not where I want you to be. This is not where I'm going to bless you. This is not where I want you to send your followers to spend their time. So if you ever wonder why I don't have Instagram, that's my whole story, why I don't. I do have Facebook and I have thought about getting rid of Facebook. I've tried to get rid of Facebook a few times, but I just have not come around to it because there's too many useful things on Facebook. That's where all my personal connections are. I can message extended family. I use Facebook Marketplace for a lot of things. And I do run my business through Facebook too. So, like I said, there can be good and bad things. And I'm not here to totally just bash Instagram. I think everybody has different capacities for what they can handle with social media and what type of social media they're viewing, whether it's pictures or videos. I haven't spent really any time on TikTok, pretty much for the same reason that I know Instagram is so toxic for me, that TikTok, I can't imagine, would be any better to just be watching videos, it's still very visual content. I think I probably have a pretty low tolerance for social media when it comes to the negative effects on mental health, but I don't think I'm the only one. I think there are more people who are being negatively affected by it, but they deny it. So I know I've kind of gone on and on about social media at this point. We do have two other things we're going to talk about, but I just want to say, really evaluate yourself. When you're scrolling on social media, or even right afterwards, or even a day later, check your thoughts and feelings. Are there negative thoughts or attitudes or comparison that is creeping into your life because of what you've been exposed to? Try and just open up your mind and be more intentional about that. And if there is, if you do notice a connection there, set limits and boundaries for yourself. Do whatever you need to do to eliminate that. Like I said, maybe it's unfollowing a certain person. Maybe it's deleting the app. Maybe it's blocking Facebook.com on your web browser on your phone. Because I don't know if you've tried to remove yourself from social media before, but it is an addiction. I have deleted the Facebook app from my homepage only to still try to search for it on my phone and just reroute it that way. And then once I completely, entirely deleted the app, then I was still just going to my web browser and typing in Facebook.com. And of course, your phone knows what your recent searches are and knows what you're looking for, and they just guide you right to it. And so you will always find ways to easily go back to that thing that you are subconsciously seeking out. It takes a lot of intentionality to not spend time and scroll once you have that social media relationship started. And for me now, when I open up the app, again, I'm only using Facebook, which I think is probably one of the easier ones to get off of. But when I mindlessly open the app, I have trained myself now to pause and think, wait, why am I here? Was there actually something I wanted to look at on here? If not, then I close the app. So I feel like I've gone on and on about social media at this point, but the bottom line is, if you're using social media on a daily basis or a regular basis, I want you to just open your heart to the Holy Spirit's convictions and don't ignore when you feel those little nudges just because it's inconvenient or it's not what you want to do. So along with talking about social media influences, I also want to talk about real life influences when it comes to comparison. I think social media influences are worse than real life just because you see a fuller picture of your friend's life and you're around them and you see their moments that aren't edited. You see their messy buns and sweats day. You see their kids throw tantrums and you see their reaction to their kids throwing tantrums. You know that they give their kids candy or unhealthy snacks sometimes, and that's okay. They're real people. They're not this perfect pretend person that you've made up in your mind on social media. But that being said, that doesn't mean that we don't compare to friends or peers, because it still happens. In this case, though, I would not recommend disconnecting from friends when you feel comparison. I think in friendships, a lot of reason why those feelings of comparison might pop up is you have unrealistic expectations for yourself or your season that you're in, or you're just not looking at your situation fairly. So I'll give you a couple examples. So for example, if you have babies and toddlers and you're comparing yourself to a mom who has older kids and you're thinking, she does so much, how come I can't get as much done as she can? How come I can't do as many things? Take a look at your situation. If you're caring for little kids, babies and toddlers are a ton of work. And that's something that I did not realize as a new mom, especially with my firstborn. I would think this mom has
four or five kids, and she does all these things. How in the world does she accomplish all this? She must be super mom. What am I doing wrong? But what I didn't realize was when you have a baby, they take all your time and attention. And as that child grows, they get so much easier. The difference between my first daughter having just her as a baby versus having two kids now, it's easier. It's easier now with two kids than just having that baby. And part of it is the further you go along in motherhood, the more you pick up skills and learn. And if you train your kids well, your older children really do start to become helpful. Even having my daughter who's three, she's a help. Maybe not all the time, but I could give her little tasks that make my life a little bit easier. So ages of kids is definitely a factor. Also take into account how much help you have, whether it's from your spouse, from family, friends. It makes a big difference. Having family that's close by that can watch the girls for me if I need to, or I always say I cannot do what I do in terms of gardening and preserving and getting all that done without the help of family. And sometimes it's not even about the season you're in. Sometimes it just comes down to having different strengths than that other person. A lot of times we tend to compare someone else's strength to our weakness and feel bad about it. But what we need to do is take a step back, look at our own situation, and remind yourself of your own strengths, and maybe give yourself grace in other areas. Okay, I want to move on to step two, which I think is a really important aspect of this issue, and this could be a big piece of the puzzle that might be missing if you have feelings of comparison often. So step two is connecting with God, and primarily through prayer, scripture reading, and worship. I find for myself that if I have not been spending time with God, and especially spending time in scripture, I am so much more prone to comparison than I am when I'm rooted in the Word. I have found so much value in spending even just a few minutes in the morning picking up my Bible, and I like to have a physical Bible that I read in the morning. Reading that even before I pick up my phone and start scrolling. That has such a profound impact on my morning, on my perspective. And even if it's just one line, even if it's 5 minutes, I know that as moms, it can be hard to get in that morning time. And especially when both my girls, when they were babies and not sleeping through the night, to pry my eyes open before they started crying in the morning was so hard. But even if you can take 5 minutes, it makes all the difference. And when you spend that time in God's Word, it's amazing how He will start to reframe your mind. You start to see things that matter to God and not to the world. Think about how many things that you're beating yourself up over matter at all in the light of eternity. So much of comparison is superficial. And in a lot of ways, I hate to say this, but it comes from the self-centered point of view. When someone looks at you, do you want them to see your accomplishments? How good you look, how nice your home is, how healthy you feed your kids, how crunchy you are, how big your garden is, how accomplished your homestead is? Or do you simply want them to see Christ through you? And it starts with realizing that your accomplishments are from God, not from yourself, which in turn prompts you to praise God for the things He's given you and go to Him when you're struggling in an area versus doing it on your own and feeling discouraged, feeling inadequate, having those feelings of self-doubt and depreciation. Take it as an opportunity to go back and connect with God. And the last part that I want to tie into that is listening to worship music and just meditating on God's word through music.
because I feel like if you get stuck in a trap of comparison, let's say maybe you had a scroll session that you shouldn't, or you had an interaction with a friend that you've just really been beating yourself up over, worship music can be such a great reset for your heart and mind. Sometimes even when you can't even get yourself to sit down and focus to pray or read scripture, I think it's a great tool to use to change your attitude and reset if you start to feel some of those feelings of comparison creep in. And it's something that's so easy to do. Even if your kids are around, even if it's a busy day, you can pop in your earbuds and open your Spotify and just really take 5 to 10 minutes to listen to what God is revealing to you through worship in that time. And I guarantee if you do that, you will come away feeling so much better. All right, and the third step that I want to talk about is practicing gratitude. And this also kind of comes back to what we were talking about with praising God, because I feel like gratitude and praise can kind of go hand in hand. But basically, being thankful for what God has given you. And I know that there are times when I am stuck in comparison that I might start to get frustrated or ungrateful for things in my own life and wishing that I could have that other shiny thing that this other person has. But if I'm able to remind myself of the things and the blessings that God has given me, it really starts to change my attitude towards the situation, and I'm able to let go of some of that comparison. So for example, there are times that I get so frustrated with my kitchen because it's small, I don't have enough counter space, or just living in a modest house in general, we don't have a lot of storage. A lot of times I'm juggling things around because I'm trying to find space for the girls' stuff they've outgrown or baby stuff. And I just have to stop and say, thank you, God, for my house. Because there are so many nice things about it. I'm choosing to focus on a negative aspect right now. And maybe I even have in the back of my mind somebody else's house that I would rather have. But I know that our house is a blessing to us. Another example is when I'm home with the girls all day. I'm trying to get things done. Things aren't really going like I want them to. I don't feel like I'm being as productive as I want to be. I could blame the situation. I could wish that I had daycare or more help like somebody else has. But just pausing and saying, no, thank you, God, that I get to be home with my kids. Even if there's times when it's frustrating or not going like I want it to go, thank you so much that I get to be home with my kids, because that is a blessing to me and it truly is where I want to be. Maybe you feel like you're not providing healthy enough food for your kids to eat. And I think this truly is an area of mom shaming that is so prevalent, especially in the homesteading community. And sometimes, you know, it comes down to you don't have the time or the knowledge to do it. And sometimes it comes down to financial. Not everybody is going to be able to eat organic, grass-fed everything and totally eliminate all processed foods. Instead of comparing yourself or feeling stuck in that place, thank God that He provides for you and that you have food to eat, because there's so many places in the world where they don't. And I know that might be cliche to say that, but I think we know that, but we don't actually take that to heart. That no matter what kind of food you're eating, we can still be grateful that God has provided food for us, even if you don't see it as the ideal or perfect food. So when you start feeling comparison creep in, start thanking God for the things you do have in that area, because we all have things that we can be thankful for. I think sometimes we are so wildly ungrateful for the things that we have in this country. And we just need to take a step back and realize what God has given us and has provided for us, and let our minds dwell on that versus getting sucked into what the world wants us to believe is that you don't have enough. You're never going to have enough. You always need to be more, do more, which is not what the Bible tells us is true. Okay, so to recap everything that we've talked about today, the key to overcoming comparison is to reframe your mind on God's truth through disconnecting from unhealthy influences like social media, spending time with God, whether it's through reading scripture, spending time in prayer, or just meditating on his word through worship, and also experiencing gratitude for what God has given you. And also just know that he's put you in your current circumstances with your current trials for a reason, and that his goal is always for you to press into him. Okay, ladies, that's all I have for you today. I hope this episode is what someone needed to hear today. I know I went a little bit longer than what most of my other episodes have been, but I hope this encouraged you so much, and I pray that this episode would help you move past mom comparison and experience true joy in your homestead through God's grace. All right, ladies, thank you so much for tuning in today, and we'll see you next week. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that you leave this episode encouraged in Christ and equipped with practical knowledge for your homestead. If that's you, will you take 30 seconds right now to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts? Your review blesses me so much and helps other mamas find this podcast and start their homesteading journey. Thanks for joining me. I can't wait to talk to you next week.